Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Starlight Podcast. We've got the crew, full crew again, 2 weeks in a row. Daddy Sheev, welcome.
Yo, yo.
Lord Dagavir, welcome.
Yo, fam, let's go.
Let's go. I'm going to be honest, my week has been dragging a little bit. It's been very busy at work, but I am always so excited to talk to you fellas.
Likewise.
Yeah, man.
So, we were talking pre-show, trying to figure out what we were going to talk about. One of the things that popped up for on TikTok was, is Anakin and is Darth Vader, are they the same person? Are they different people? Are they the same? Like, are they different consciousnesses? That was something that sparked a little bit of debate in my comment section. Let's hit that first. What do you guys think about that whole concept? Whether it's like they're the same person, different person, they're in and out, what's going on there?
I almost see them as like, wouldn't say alter ego, but like maybe like split personality. Like I kind of see Anakin as one person, and I see Darth Vader as like somebody else. Like even in the Kenobi show, like remember, you know, Obi-Wan and Anakin. I mean, for much of that show that I did not enjoy, that scene was pretty cool at the end when, you know, Obi-Wan, you know, cuts off his mask and he says, "Anakin is gone. I'm all that remains." And Vader had always like talked about Anakin and like saying like, "Oh, I killed him." Like he's like a separate person. So I like to believe that they are like two different people. So like, what do you think, Dagavir? What's on your mind?
I had always believed that they were two different people, and that that Vader was the dark side manifestation or alter ego of Anakin Skywalker. And I think that's a very natural thing to think about when you watch these movies, especially the prequel trilogy, because there are parts where Anakin is like the person that we all want him to be. But there's also parts where you can clearly see maybe this dude was always Vader. And it wasn't until I read the novel, the novelization for Revenge of the Sith, which is one of the greatest books, and y'all better read this ish. I'm telling you right now, because it makes it so plainfully obvious, eloquently puts, that Darth Vader was Anakin the entire time.
It is something that I agree with you, Dagavir, where like I think the first conclusion that you come to is you want to separate the two, because we love Anakin as a character. Like we love Anakin. He's the little kid that we meet on Tatooine when he's 9 years old. Not his franchise. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And he's not this evil, can't even fathom the atrocities that he has done.
Yeah.
But the more and more that I had thought about it, and more that I had like seen people talk about it, it's the biggest thing for me is that if you separate the two, it's almost like you're not holding Vader accountable for the actions that has happened. You're not holding Anakin accountable for his entire character arc. Yeah. The big thing is like Anakin is facing the consequences of his own actions. He killed all of those people. He killed those children. He made all of these decisions. And of course he was manipulated, influenced, but he made those decisions. He decided, oh, I'm going to cut Mace Windu's arm off. Oh, I'm going to kill these kids. I'm going to kill all these Jedi. And he has to live with all that. I'm going to choke my pregnant wife. Like all of that stuff is his decision. And he has to live with that the entirety of his life. And I think that makes his redemption even stronger, where after all of that, he's been living in this torment that he has caused for himself. He's been evil, terrible. He finally decided, like, I've had enough of this. I'm going to try and salvage what I can through my son. My son is the beacon of light in the galaxy that everybody thought I was going to be. And he makes that decision, which to me is more impactful if you don't separate the two characters, because a lot of people that I've seen talk about it is it's almost like the Green Goblin, where yeah. We have Norman Osborn, and then all of a sudden something happens and he like has no control of himself. That's not what Darth Vader is. Darth Vader is the same person. Darth Vader is Anakin. He just gets renamed, and he tries to fight it. Like Johnny said, he always talks in the third person about Anakin because I think it's the only way he could cope with what he has done.
Yeah.
And he's kind of compensating for that fact.
Yeah, that's kind of where I, like, you know, was saying it's almost like he's in denial that, like, or he can't, like, live with the fact that, like, he did those things. So he's like in his own mind, he's like, oh, I destroyed Anakin. He doesn't exist. So, like, that's kind of maybe, like, from Vader's perspective. But what you guys kind of just hit on, like, that's a fair point. Like, they are the same person at the end of the day. It's just Vader, like, convincing himself that they're not, to, like, cope with what he did and what happened.
Yeah, it's a very, in my opinion, like Gollum and Smeagol-esque type of deal, where clearly, you know, Anakin was this person and probably good, you know, like inherently good, genuinely good. But things changed, obviously. You know, the ring showed up. What is the ring in Star Wars? It's going to be the dark side. You know, and it's a very similar mechanic, in my opinion, as it tempts Aragorn, you know, and everybody else. I think it's a pretty good analogy to see that if you are two fans of those franchises. And yes, Anakin is a good person at times, but because of the manipulation of the devil himself whispering in his ear, because of, you know, his mother and being a slave and not having a father figure and seeing so much loss, and then his mother dies and then everything else happens, and just the whole interesting choices that the Jedi have towards him as a person just created a very susceptible person that just eventually consumed the dark side a little too much, and you know, that's all she wrote, I guess. And as an Anakin Skywalker fan, it's extremely difficult to understand and acknowledge that even with everything that happened to Anakin, because he is a victim, well, people do not acknowledge that, but he is a victim, he is still responsible for the things that he did. And just like this book puts it, you all, like, God, the way it says it is just like, you always thought there was something else, which was this dragon, but the dragon was you the entire time, you know. And the way it says it, you grabbed her throat to silence her mouth, you know, you killed those children. And it's just so powerful when you realize, oh my God, Anakin allowed himself to transition or evolve into this Vader person. You know, and yeah, I will never not be hurt about reading that and seeing that in Revenge of the Sith.
I haven't read that. Oh, God.
No, I was, you have to.
You have to read that.
You have to.
I was going to say, gives his, like, inner thoughts. Like, that's what you're referencing. Yes. Like, what he was thinking.
Yeah, I would say, like, it's a more intense version of the movie. All right. So here's the deal. So Matthew Stover makes this with George Lucas's annotations. So you can see this as a part of the movie that was supposed to exist or existed at one point. I don't think everything is canon, but there are parts that fit so well with the current movie and Anakin Skywalker as a person. You're going to read stuff like, that didn't happen in the movie. Wait a minute, that's not a part of the scene. But outside of those things, dude, everything about this, when it goes to his thoughts, in my opinion, are canon.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, isn't the book based on the 4-hour cut? Like, is that accurate?
It's,
you know what I'm talking about? Based,
yeah. So what Matthew Stover says, he was working with her in tandem with George Lucas and taking his notes. I think that is more than enough for this book to be taken more seriously, you know, even in new canon, in my opinion. I think that's all you need.
Gotcha.
Yeah. One of the things that specifically the Kenobi series did really well for me is kind of bridge the gap between Hayden Christensen as Anakin and then Darth Vader in the original trilogy. Because in my mind, like, the two don't, they're not like the same person in my head. Like, when I see Darth Vader, I'm not thinking of like Hayden Christensen. But now when we see him in that suit, when his mask is split, I see Hayden Christensen's eyes. That gave me some, like, it kind of completed the circle.
Going between the two, remember when he's talking to him? Yeah, that really did it for me, too, of, like, finally, like, bringing those kind of two together. And I think Hayden killed it. He got a lot of flack for the prequels, for his acting, air quotes. I'll put that in air quotes. But I think he did a stellar job in Kenobi.
Yeah.
Portraying Vader.
Yeah, I think, I personally, I Attack of the Clones, in my opinion, was the weakest Star Wars, dialogue-wise, acting-wise, I think. And I think there's a lot of people that can understand why. But I never thought Hayden was a terrible actor. You know, I didn't think he ever portrayed Anakin terribly. I felt like Anakin was clearly a very, you know, emotionally unstable person, and it was very complex.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, went through a lot.
Yes. And one of the reasons why he's always been my favorite characters is because the character clearly has mental illness, you know, because of who he is, because of how powerful he is. This is the son of the Force. This is space Jesus Christ. Of course he's going to have problems, you know. And exactly. Yeah, you know, and just like you put it so well, Johnny, is like in Kenobi, dude, like he literally says, "You didn't kill Anakin Skywalker. I did." You know, and that part where he says that is so powerful, where it's just like, dude, Anakin allowed himself to be destroyed. Anakin allowed himself to be consumed by this. Was it for his love of his life? Yeah, sure, at a time, but then it became something else, you know, and that is the trick and the tragedy of the dark side, you know?
Yeah, one of the things that I think people forget about, specifically like Attack of the Clones, Anakin, is like, he's awkward in the movie. Like,
yes,
he is a teenager who has actually like never really spoken to like a woman like that before. Yeah, so you have
to got Natalie Portman across from him. I don't blame dude. Like, oh my god,
the way that I like to describe it is you have to kind of go into it as almost like a rom-com where like it's going to be a little bit funny to watch him try to interact with this girl that he's been thinking about for like 10 years and hasn't spoken to. So it's going to be a little bit awkward, and it's a little campy, and like, that's just, you just have to roll with it. For me, that's how I enjoy it. Is like, we're going to get funny, like Obi-Wan just like having no idea what he's doing on Kamino. And we're going to get funny Anakin, who has absolutely no riz and doesn't have any idea how to talk to Padme.
None.
Yeah, none whatsoever. Negative. But he doesn't like sand. I will say the quotes in that film always get me. Because he doesn't like sand. It's coarse, rough, and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
Yeah. The memers thrive off that movie.
Dude,
I
get a lot of memes off some of that dialogue in that film. It's crazy.
But that's also why we love it. That's also why
I was about to say, I also think it's the weakest of the prequels, but I do still enjoy it. And also, this is a little off topic, where they filmed the Boo in Italy, I need to go there someday. That's like a real place. That lake that they film at, you know what I'm talking about? That's like a real spot. So
yes, no, there has been so many Star Wars fans that have been proposing and everything, and
that's the dream.
I really hope people like genuinely take care of that place and tourists like respect it, because I'm pretty sure that place is probably so tired of all these Star Wars nerds going there to propose.
a lot of places are like that. Like, you remember from 7 and 8, where Luke's hanging out, Skellig Island in Ireland? That became a whole like tourist thing. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
Oh no, I did not know. I thought that was a whole private island.
No, you can like do like a public boat tour, and it like spiked so much after that film came out that like, honestly, like some of the tour guide people were like getting annoyed by it, because it was literally just Star Wars nerds going to the island. It was an island for like monks in like the 10th century, and it just became like a Luke's island because of 7 and 8. So
yeah, that's
the one thing that Star Wars fans is like, kind of just, you know, oh, is this place in Star Wars, you know, kind of take it over. So, but
I would also like to go
a little
to
off
lake.
Topic there, but
yeah. Oh yeah.
Also, ladies, hit Daddy Sheev up.
Yo, hit me up. Yeah, hit me up.
You got that fresh cut. Let's go.
Yes.
I might be content again. Watch out. Watch out for my clout. You know, I can stream on TikTok, you know.
Follow Daddy Sheev. We'll be doing some live streams on TikTok. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind.
Let's go.
Yeah, if I show up for him.
Yeah, if you don't fall asleep,
I gotta come clean on the podcast. I like to formally apologize to my fellow podcasters for missing the stream on Monday. I think I fell asleep at 6:30, and I was supposed to be on at 7:30, 8 o'clock to do the live, and I was dead. So that's my bad, and I take full responsibility for my actions.
We appreciate your apology, and your apology is accepted because you're here now. Yeah, but to hit kind of a similar through line here, we were talking about Anakin and just kind of like the decisions that he makes, the different influences that were on him, kind of Anakin as a character. I feel like this is kind of what this podcast is evolving into. Like, what are your takes on the way that Anakin throughout the prequels, like what, kind of leave it open-ended, what do you guys think of Anakin as a character in the prequels?
I'd say he's a very complex person that throughout the prequels and Clone Wars, I can fully understand why he falls to the dark side. A lot happened in his life, a lot of loss, and he was just completely manipulated by what I think is one of the best villains in all of movie history, which is Palpatine, and how he orchestrates, you know, his entire plan through the prequels and, you know, manipulate Anakin to become his apprentice. So that's kind of how I see, you know, Anakin's character is, you know, just a very believable, you know, kind of realistic person, you know, that's afraid of loss. And we see, you know, he kind of takes that maybe just a little too far, guys, just a little bit. But yeah, what about you? What about you guys?
Yeah, I mean, Anakin Skywalker is my favorite character, you know?
Yeah.
And Anakin Skywalker Vader. And the thing is like, I have probably gone through maybe about 10 plus years, I feel like, of defending this character in certain ways. And even now where I realize, like, okay, yeah, you know, he's definitely more guilty than I initially realized because of choices, especially as I get older. Connor and I were talking about, like, Revenge of the Sith and watching that movie, and no matter how many times you watch it, Anakin still falls to the dark side. And Revenge of the Sith is my favorite movie, but as every year that I get older, man, it is much harder to watch that film and just see the decision making, see what happens. Like, it's just everything, I guess, when you get older, you realize, like, what's actually happening with Anakin and the children stuff, you know, the women and the children thing, like, always consistently. Yeah, it's with both Attack of the Clones, which I think has one of the best scenes in all of Star Wars, where Anakin Skywalker's on the race on the speed on the speeder heading out there to the Jawas on the Tatooine Sun looking for his mother, you know, and it's that one shot. And I think that encompasses so much of who Anakin is where he's just like this kid that has more power than he can even fathom, more power than even his own people that didn't even want him in the first place can understand how much power he is. And he's trying to figure this all out on his own with one of the most evil people in the universe, you know, telling him, oh yeah, you know, they don't trust you. Well, dude, they do not see the power that you have. Oh my God. They don't really care about you at all, you know? And the other thing is too, though. Yeah. And I think that's what a lot of Anakin haters, because it seems like a really cool thing to hate Anakin Skywalker these days. I have no idea why.
Who hates Anakin? Other than
there's a lot of people. There is a lot of people. You know,
I love the old heads don't like Anakin from what I've
but seen. There's also new people that don't
really
like him. I think there's a lot of
younger people like Anakin than okay.
And in my opinion, there are a vastly new amount of new Star Wars fans that are very anti-Anakin. Anytime you mention anything about Anakin, they want you to understand and know that he is a terrible person and that you shouldn't support him. And I think it's a very weird thing to do because, yes, I mean, no one's saying that Anakin Skywalker should have killed children or should have choked out his wife, you know, but also, why are we not hating Palpatine more? You know, genuinely,
Anakin's more of a. I mean, obviously, what Anakin did is not great, but
yes,
more, in my eyes, he's more like a victim. Well, obviously, he still has some responsibility, but like Palpatine is the real evil. He's like the puppet master. He's the real evil, pure evil guy.
This guy is literally the most. I think one of the most evil people in.
Oh, literally, yes, pure evil.
Entertainment, yeah. You know, they was it?
In brained fiction? Him off of the devil. That's like George's words. He's like, yeah,
yes, off the devil.
Yeah.
Yes. 100%. And a lot of people will say, like, well, he's not as powerful. No, bro, it's like this guy said the word the devil. Like, it encompasses everything that you think, you know, everything that it's supposed to. He is the zenith of evil in power and in manipulation and the most rotten deeds that you can think of. He's making a 9-year-old slave child you know, become this new vessel of evil that he believes is going to be, you know, which is disgusting. And I think people need to start crucifying Sidious more than they should Anakin, because yes, Anakin absolutely is responsible for the things that he did. But why are we not putting more blame on literally the person that made this guy go through visions of his mother and his wife dying to go all these things, encouraging him to, you know, elaborate on his anger and focus on it, like a true murderer apprentice psychopath, you know? And of course, Anakin's going to make the stupidest decisions ever, because he already believes in the mistrust that this guy planted inside of him day one. You know, I still believe that the Jedi have a lot of responsibility in that failure as well. But I don't think that that responsibility is greater than Anakin's. I think it's probably shared, in my opinion, because there was both terrible communication, both miscommunication, both responsibility, both choices that are just dumb. But Jesus Christ, can we shift the hate from Anakin to Sidious, please? Please.
Yeah, I think
my goat daddy is... should not.
Shift the blame to Johnny.
Yeah. he's very good to me.
I think Dagger, the point of like why aren't we hating Palpatine is because like it's not cool to hate him, really. Like it's not like it's just kind of a given that you'll hate him. You know what I mean? So I feel like people will not go out of their way to be like, oh, I hate Palpatine. He did this, this, this. Like, we know he's like the, there's like, he is evil for evil's sake. He
I think that's why people hate Anakin more, because it's like, you know, he's more complex and you kind of like, oh, you expect better from him. Because like,
I think people care about Anakin.
Yeah, care.
People care about talking about that character. He's such an important character that like, it's kind of a little edgy to be like, oh, like Anakin's a terrible person.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. Like, yeah. Absolutely. I agree with that. Have you heard the stuff about Padme grooming him, too?
I have not.
I was thinking about that, because she's what? When he's in episode one, he's what? 9, and she's what? 13, 14? I mean...
Yeah, I mean, but...
She's definitely older, but what are you...
I'm talking about Attack of the Clones. I'm talking about, like, overall... Like, no. Like, there is literally... Like, okay, bro. There's a part of the fandom that literally hates Anakin and thinks that, you know, obviously we should... dislike Anakin and the things that he did, but it's the point like him as a character, he shouldn't be your favorite character. If he's your favorite character, that's a red flag. What's that say about you and then the type of relationships that you're in, and also the type of love that Anakin had for Padme and Padme had for Anakin, you know, and that Padme was grooming him. And these are things that pop up consistently inside my chat, inside the comment sections. Anytime I mention anything about how I like the prequels or how I enjoy Anakin Skywalker as a character, it's always but Anakin or but Padme. And I think it is very interesting to point things out when it's not even the basis of the conversation.
It seems like in your case, Dagavir, people are equating like your favorite character with being like, oh, he's the best guy ever. Like,
yeah,
your favorite character can be Palpatine.
Yeah,
you can literally like your favorite character. It's not the best it's person. So it's crazy. Not.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I think
it's like I said. Ahsoka is my favorite. Ahsoka's not the best show. Ahsoka's not better than Andor. Ahsoka's not better than Empire Strikes. No shit. Like. I didn't
more about
say
how
that.
The character's written and how they're portrayed, like in within the story. Like, they don't have to necessarily be a good person. It's, I mean, I'm not doing good over here being Patty Sheep, like, of you know, held to that standard, but yeah, it's more of those aspects and not like more of like their actual like character beliefs. It's like, how is it woven into the story?
And that goes back to our previous conversation where it's like, no, Anakin is this entire character arc. Like, Anakin is also all the things that happen with Vader, and then also the redemption. Like, that is his character arc. Yeah. It's not just Anakin up until episode 3 when Palpatine's like, oh, you're Darth Vader now. Like, that's not the end of Anakin's character. It keeps going.
It was the whole way. And he's redeemed by his son.
And he's the main character of Star Wars. Like, he is the main character.
Thank you. Say that again.
The main character.
Say that again for the people in the back, bro.
Anakin is the main character in Star Wars. He is
literally in all 6 original movies.
And he's not the main character in like
the original
like
trilogy.
In the original trilogy, but he is a large part
of
the original trilogy, and he is the main character of the prequels. So for someone to be like, oh, it's crazy that he's your favorite character, like, it's not. Like, he has the most screen time out of anybody.
Get that
in Star
every
Wars.
Like post in your chat, in your chat, Dagger.
All right, so I recently had made a video making fun of people that attack Anakin for the decisions that he made. After that, I made a follow-up video making fun of people that are defending Anakin, you know, because that's the joke. I'm making fun of everybody. Ha 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 ha. You know, that's the joke.
Yeah, you gotta, you know, clip farm, you know.
Yeah, on both sides.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you.
but it doesn't matter. You know, someone's always like, this guy's not here. What is he talking about? You know, and every time. But it's not just that. Like, the other day I was on Threads, and I talked about the same thing like we're talking about on the podcast. I know that Anakin Skywalker did these terrible things, and we should hold him accountable. But why are we not crucifying Darth Sidious for making a 9-year-old slave his weapon? You know, and I think I had, out of like the dozens and dozens of replies, there was like 4 or 5 people that replied, that's because Anakin's a bad person. We don't give a shit about him. You know, Anakin is like really shitty. You shouldn't like him. And I was, every time I replied to this one certain person, and there's others that I just didn't, you know, tolerate in general, and I wanted to mute them. This one person was like genuinely like, it doesn't matter. Anakin's bad. Like, it doesn't, like, I, bro, like, I'm talking about Darth Sidious. I am talking about Darth Sidious. Why are you bringing him up when I'm not even talking about him? And like, this is not the subject. Why are you making about that? You know?
People take it very personally, I think.
They do. We talked about that in the past on the pod. Like, people take opinions very seriously and very personally.
I think it's an identity thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I he needs to know about this, you know? And okay, all right. I know, man. I get you. I hear you. But I want to talk shit about this person right now. I don't want to talk shit about this person, you know, who's also my favorite character. And it's also frustrating to me because I also, guys, think that Anakin Skywalker fans are not the most sane people, you know, myself
included. Being one of them.
Yeah. You know, so it's also frustrating. It's like, damn, I'm not like these people. Like, I hear what you're saying. I agree with you, but can we just not trash my boy right now? You know, even though you're right.
As Anakin Skywalker fans acknowledge that he has done absolute atrocities.
Yeah.
Yeah, literal war crimes.
Bro, there is a certain someone out there that we all know that says Anakin did nothing wrong, and that is the biggest.
Oh God! Oh jeez! Yeah, I was waiting for that to come up.
Yeah, that is the most insane thing. Like, are we watching the same movie? You know, Master Skywalker. There are too many. What do you think? Oh, they did something wrong to Anakin. You know, the Tusken Raider children. They did something wrong. You know, the list goes on. If you've seen the Clone Wars. You know, the list goes on if you read the books, you know, and yes, I hear what everybody's saying. I just, Anakin Skywalker fans, we need to look ourselves in the mirror and really just ask the questions, the serious questions. Are we supposed to be taken seriously? I can't take it seriously if you don't acknowledge the most simple of things, you know?
Yeah, that is. that's all you need. That's all you need to say to these Anakin Skywalker fans, because I'm not a huge Anakin. Like, I love Anakin for what Luke Skywalker is my favorite character. Luke Skywalker is that beacon of hope in the galaxy that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Luke's that guy.
Yeah, he's the Superman of Star Wars, in my opinion.
Yeah,
you know, really is. You know, body, mind, strength. He's the GOAT, dude. Genuinely,
he's no Palpatine. That's.
He is beautiful to me.
He's not the mastermind. That's like my main argument is like Palpatine's literally like the best politician of all time. And it's so funny that George Lucas like made like the villain manipulating everybody a politician. That just cracks me up, you know.
Yeah.
Real life. But I don't know. Palpatine literally is just the mastermind of everything in Star Wars. And yeah, in the end, you know, he loses, but like just the sheer like complexity of his plan and how well crafted and executed he runs it is just I gotta you know stand up and just applaud like you're the worst but good job buddy.
Yeah,
you're the best worst guy I know.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, he is literally, and it goes back to like the Anakin thing too. It's just like I have never once said Anakin Skywalker is the greatest Jedi of all time. You know, like if, and that's another thing too. Is like if, like, bro, do we know what a Jedi is? You know, like, are we sure about that? You know, yeah. So, it's just one of those things, man. I just get so frustrated at it, especially that Anakin is my favorite character, and even when I say something that is criticizing him, it's also just like, I'm not an Anakin Skywalker fan anymore to those diehard Anakin fans that think that he's the greatest Jedi of all time.
They have a different opinion. Yep.
One of the things that I want to ask you guys, because this just popped into my head.
Please.
We're talking about Palpatine.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen two different discussions on Palpatine. Is he like a mastermind that has 10 steps ahead of everybody's move, or is he just the best adapter? And is he just good at making decisions and pivoting on the plan? Do we think that it was in his plans all along, or is he the best? Hey, I see an opportunity right here. I know what to do with it.
I mean, I think it's a bit of both, because if you think about his plan, it took years to cultivate, you know, with orchestrating the Clone Wars, getting in the power in the first place, like creating an excuse to, you know, invade Naboo, and then, you know, pivoting, you know, with Anakin being discovered and some other things that go on. I think it's a bit of both. Like, he kind of, you know, had his grand plan and, you know, was able to adapt it, you know, as things planned out. We even saw in the Clone Wars, like, he was very patient on certain things when, you know, Padme's voting to, like, cut war funding and, you know, politics and stuff, you know, it'd be like that.
Yeah,
I would say a bit of both. What about you, Dagovir?
Yeah, I don't think Darth Sidious gets enough credit for how incredibly intelligent he is. You know, I don't think he's on the level of Thrawn. And Thrawn, in my opinion, is by far the most strategic and most tactical person in the Star Wars expanded universe, especially for being a non-Force sensitive. Darth Sidious is right there, right below him. If Thrawn is S tier, Sidious is at the bottom of the S tier, in my opinion. One of the reasons why is because I think Palpatine's outside of the Force, outside of just how powerful he is also the product, the manifestation of the rule of two in its most zenith form. Like, he is it. He is 1,000 years of the Sith doing their thing, hiding, learning, and adapting. He is the product of, you know, a plan coming together.
Their plan, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Their plan coming together, and also the round one first draft pick, you know, of the Sith draft. Like, it is Darth Sidious. This is the prodigy. Here he is. I would almost say that he is the dark side chosen one. He is the Sithari to me, you know, and that's essentially another reason why he is the goat of goats when it comes to the most evil people in fiction. The last thing is what does Darth Sidious always do? He makes use of something that happens. Oh, Darth Maul coming back? That's fine. I have plans for you. Oh, Vader wanted to go check out his son? That's cool. I have plans for you. Oh, Luke Skywalker? He's here? Okay, I will. Let's see if I can turn this little shit to the dark side. I will make use of this, you know? So yeah, and I think that's honestly his biggest skill. Like, he's the goat of, like, figuring things out and making a plan, and sometimes people just do not realize they're playing right into his palms, just like the Jedi did, and how they fumbled the entire idea of the Chosen One.
Greatest politician of all time.
Facts.
No, that brings another point. Like, when we're talking about Qui-Gon and this prophecy, mm-hmm. like, the Jedi have the mindset of, like, oh, this prophecy means the Sith are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas that's not the actual prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I love talking about Palpatine just because I think in my mind, he's the most adaptable person. And like you said, Dagovir, he takes advantage of everything that he does. Yeah. And he has plans, but we've seen many times in the Clone Wars, his plans are almost foiled, and then he just pivots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He'll feed a little treat to the Republic when they're close to discovering something that's important to him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, Padme's captured now. We got to move a little bit. Stay away from that area.
Yes.
His plan actually gets discovered, And then he gaslights everybody into thinking that it's not true. It is, he is a mastermind. And something I think is super interesting with Palpatine is he is the LeBron James of the Sith. He is the chosen one there. And he tries to actually like almost dismantle the rule of two at a certain point. He wants to become the Sith, the only Sith that there is. He wants to live forever.
Yes. Yeah, I agree to that 100%. And there's a lot of people that are like, well, you know, Maul was this and Darth Sid. No, bro, this guy never had any allegiance to anything. You know, I would say he almost didn't have any allegiance of being a Sith. He was just the epitome of the dark side, you know, and because that's what he was, bro. Like straight up. Oh, Darth Maul. Oh, Dooku. All these things. Plagueis. Dude, like Anakin. Oh, Anakin effed up and lost. I don't care. The Force is obsolete. I'm just going to try to be immortal now and just gain as much power as I can. I don't give a shit. You were just an instrument, a tool, you know. So yes, like Sidious is goated. And it's crazy to me. I'm an Old Republic fan myself. I'm an Expanded Universe fan myself. But when you consistently throw characters like Nihilus, you know, or Revan and say that they are Bane and say that they're better Sith than Sidious, bro, like you are completely dissing the God of Gods, the Sultan of SWAT, the King of Crash, maybe. Like this is the GOAT of GOATs, Darth Sidious. That's why the movies. Yeah, that's why he's the MVP. He's averaging 40 every game, you know? Like, this dude is going ham, bro. What do people not understand about the movies is that the Order, the Jedi Order, this was the best Jedi the Order had ever produced. Yoda, the best ever. Mace, the best ever. Kenobi, Master of Sarisu, the best ever. Anakin Skywalker, the Chosen One, the best ever. These are dogs. Sidious is a dog too, bro. That's the whole point of the character. He was the best ever in existence. And they all lost. They all lost. And it wasn't until Luke came and Anakin, because Luke didn't defeat Sidious, Anakin did. And Anakin you could even did. Say that, yeah, you know? So without it, that boy would still be immortal and still turning people to the dark side and everything. Like, Return of the Jedi is the craziest movie. Because Sidious is literally about to be broken. He's about to be a god if he turns Luke to the dark side. You know, and it's just crazy to me that still to this day, because you played a video game and video games don't reflect mechanics of the Force, you think that this guy can literally take on Darth Sidious. Get out of here, bro. What is you talking about? Damn.
That's my goat right there. Darth Sidious, that's my goat.
Thank you. Yeah, he's the goat. That's what I've been saying.
I never used to be this way. Mind you, I was all about, no, Vitiate's much stronger. You know, Exar Kun was, in my opinion, for like the goat for the longest time. Darth Crate, you know, Darth Kytus. But then when I start reading things, especially Dark Empire, and I start reading what George Lucas says, and then I start seeing like what actually happened in these video games, because that's you need to get this experience for yourself. Stop watching these YouTube videos except ours. You know, you genuinely understand that nobody can touch these people. They're so special in these movies. Some of them can deal with them. You know, there's a few Expanded Universe characters. You know, Vitiate is Vitiate. He's a Gary Sue, bro. He's just broken. Like, straight, he's just broken. Mm-hmm. He's, in my opinion, one of the only people that can contend and even defeat Sidious. But then, like, Exar Kun is another good one. Revan, I think, would get effed up pretty bad by Yoda. I don't think he's getting past him. Nihilus is getting mollywopped. He's getting raw-dogged by just about everybody in that movie, including Anakin Skywalker, bro. Like, there just is not a lot of people that can contend with the people in the movies, man. And that's my honest, genuine opinion.
A lot of people talk about, like, who is the best Sith? Who is this and that? Like, the power in the dark side is only a part of being a Sith. The other is like deception, coercion. Like a lot of these
the Sith, of deception, like that's yeah. the half of it right there.
Like for thousands of years, Sith were basically like in hiding.
Yeah.
And Sidious is he's the most famous person in the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can see through his lies.
Nobody.
That man was in the Senate building for 10 plus years with Jedi Daily in his office, and they had no clue.
No clue. They are standing next to him.
Yes. Didn't even sense him. Couldn't do anything. He was that good at manipulation and disguise.
Yeah. I'm sure the rest of the Sith were watching Sidious, cheering for him every single day that he was walking through that Senate.
You know that episode of Dragon Ball behind him. Yeah, you know that episode of Dragon Ball Z, and I think it's like Majin Buu is fighting, and then all the dead characters, all the dead evil guys are watching in hell. Like, those are all the Sith Lords watching Sidious. They're like, oh my god, who is this guy?
I was going to say from Ant-Man, the Quantumania, you know, all the versions
of
Sidious as every day walks to the set building, he's passing a couple of bills. Oh yeah, I'm the evil Sith Lord, but nobody knows because look at me, I'm hidden. Mm-hmm.
like Sidious is the epitome of Revan's dream, of Bane's dream. Like he's
the final.
All
product.
Of these guys sacrifice themselves for the Sith. But Sidious is above the Sith now. Like he's trying to get rid of whatever Sith ideologies. But like that's just what happens when you're the most powerful being that has ever been in your line of work.
Exactly. Yeah. You guys are hitting all these goddamn notes, and it's making me go crazy, baby. All right. So like Bane, even in the first book, right? And Bane, Path of Destruction, he literally says, oh my god, you know, this is such a great philosophy. I could even tweak what Revan says in this holocron and make it the rule of one. And then he's like, oh shit, that's actually a bad idea, even though I know someone is going to do that one day. So right now, I'm just going to invest in this rule of two. He's predicting Sidious. You know, he's predicting Darth Krayt. You know, he's predicting all these people that are going to try to do what he does. But even he realized, like, no, that's probably not good, because if I die, then everything dies with me, you know? But what other people also don't understand, and when you put a character like Nihilus, most overglazed character, even though he's my boy, okay, and I got a Funko Pop of him, all right? Relax, all right? You put a character like Nihilus or Zion or Malgus, you know, or Revan, and everyone's like, well, he's more powerful because he could do this. And no, guys, like, do you understand that if Darth Sidious was even talking to Nihilus, do you understand how corruptible Nihilus is? Do you understand how easy Darth Sidious could use his power for Darth Sidious and make Nihilus an ally and then also eliminate him in the process? Like, that's the type of stuff people are not understanding about how much of a deceiver a manipulator Darth Sidious is. The greatest, one of the greatest grandmasters up there was Satele Shan, okay, Yoda, and Odan Ur. Like, Yoda was sitting right there in a room with this dude all the time. Okay. They were having discussions all the time. And Yoda had, no. You know, they had no idea, bro.
The dark side clouds everything.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. And don't get me started on this whole thing about Qui-Gon Jinn would save Anakin. I got some shit to say about that too.
Qui-Gon would have joined Count Dooku. That's my like hot take. I know you've been doing
I think Count Dooku wouldn't have gone to the dark side if Qui-Gon hadn't.
You don't
died.
Think so? Well, I agree. Dooku always talked about like having Qui-Gon as like an ally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Qui-Gon was kind of, you know, an outcast Jedi. He kind of, you know, did his own thing outside of the council. I feel like Qui-Gon would have joined Dooku. Maybe not as a full-fledged Sith, but, like, you know, would have helped him out here and there. Maybe left the Order. That's just my
I don't think Qui-Gon would have left the Order. I think Qui-Gon loved the Jedi so much and the ideal of what they could be that he wouldn't leave the Order itself. And I think Qui-Gon's death broke Dooku so much that he able to be manipulated by Sidious.
Exactly. Yeah, that was Count Dooku's Padme. You know, that was Count Dooku's Anakin's mom situation.
I guess,
you know,
that was like the final straw for Dooku. Like we saw in Tales of the Jedi?
Yes.
Because Dooku was already, you know, talking to Sidious at that point, and he was kind of already falling to the dark side, but I guess Qui-Gon was his final straw, you know, when he, you know, meets with Sidious, Yaddle follows him and he kills Yaddle. It's like the final test for him.
That is a really good one. And in the book you get even more really good emphasis on like Dooku's character. And like Dooku's like, dude, like I don't like being this villain. Can we please at least save Kenobi? And you know, and Sidious is like, no. You know, he's been indoctrinated by the Jedi for too long. Like, we need to kill him. And then, and Dooku is not about it.
Dooku,
like, Dooku
by Sidious too.
Yes, and if Qui-Gon is still alive, Dooku is not joining Sidious. I guarantee Connor doesn't
maybe
think
if
they're.
maybe instead of Dooku like not joining, see, I don't know, because like maybe they would just like leave, maybe him and Qui-Gon would like leave the order but not become Sith, because like I don't know, I feel like
Yes,
Dooku,
that's exactly it.
maybe that's more of what I was trying to say, because like with to that point, like Dooku was already like distraught by the Jedi. I mean, we saw it in Tales of the Jedi, and we saw it in other things. Like, maybe he starts his own like Jedi enclave that's like separate from the main order.
Yeah,
I don't
man.
know.
I don't think that he's starting a new order. I think that he's just following the Force. Qui-Gon is following the Force. Dooku is following with him. Kenobi may even follow with him because in Revenge of the Sith book, yeah, Dooku sees Kenobi as like his grandson, you know, because of that heritage,
Yeah,
you
because of
know.
Qui-Gon.
And that is a really interesting thing. Okay, so now you have Dooku with Qui-Gon, you have Kenobi with Qui-Gon, you have Anakin with Qui-Gon. That is a very interesting dynamic. And maybe Sidious doesn't come into power because of everything that's going on, and maybe they're able to save other Jedi and take things into their own hands because they are following the Force. They are their own versions of the actual definition of a gray Jedi, you know. So,
I didn't want to say Grey Jedi, but that was
but that is
that's
the
what I
true
was going to,
definition.
right?
That is the true definition is to follow the path in
Yeah.
your own way and disobey the order. There's not no dark side shit here. It's a that's false narrative.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was damn, I was gonna say something else, but oh yes, but in my opinion, if even if Qui-Gon lives, I do not think Qui-Gon saves Anakin. I do not think that happens. I know everybody's about that, and I know that's the most popular thing. I know Dave Filoni said that, and I know that's why it's called the Duel of Fates. I do not think that it happens, and I do not think Anakin is saved still, because Sidious still exists.
And also, his mom probably still dies. He probably still falls in love with Padme. Like, I mean, the Qui-Gon thing was like the first straw for Anakin, but still, like, I mean, I kind of agree. I kind of agree with that, Dagovir. Like, there were still other things that like caused Anakin to fall. And yeah, Sidious is, you know, still the goat. So he's the
I
goat.
think, yeah. Go on,
I
Connor.
think. Yeah, what do you think, Connor?
I think I disagree a
Agree?
little bit.
A little bit?
I believe that if Qui-Gon were the one to train Anakin, I think Anakin would have been more open to share the stuff that he was going through with Qui-Gon, as opposed to Obi-Wan, who is like, doesn't have that connection, doesn't have that same understanding of
More of a
that
teaching
same,
cat.
almost same, like, same empathy of like, hey, like, you're different from the rest of the Jedi. Like, you need special circumstance. You need special care. Like, we need to like help you and make sure that you don't fall down this path. Like, I think Qui-Gon would have made it easier for Anakin to be like, hey, I'm having dreams that my wife is gonna die. That's all Anakin has to say in my mind to like basically be like, okay, something's happening here. Let's get everything we can to make sure this guy doesn't fall to the dark side and die. I think that that dynamic would allow him to be saved, or at least someone to stop Anakin before he does anything.
All right, so humor me for a second, okay? So, in my opinion, I don't think it turns out to the same timeline that is in Revenge of the Sith. I don't even think it gets to that point, right? Because we can say that if Qui-Gon is going to take this into his own hands and he's going to train Anakin, he's also freeing his mom, right? So, let's say that they don't abide by the Order's rules and they just give this kid so many immunities and you know, just rewards because he's the chosen one, which I think that they should have abided to him, because if he is this chosen one, why are we not going out of the way to make sure that this kid is comfortable, right? But let's just say it's just Anakin and Qui-Gon Jinn and his mom. Do we not think that even with all the philosophy and the guidance that Qui-Gon has, do we still believe that they are not susceptible to Sidious and being used in Sidious's game?
I guess, yeah. I mean, we're getting into like
I know. Yeah.
yeah, we're
It's
getting like
it
deep
is
in the
deep.
weeds.
So all right, so here's why I think about this, is because if Palpatine is the GOAT that we all think that he is, Do you think that would stop him from going out and hunting Qui-Gon Jinn and murdering
Yeah, or he
Anakin's mom
realizes
and
Qui-Gon's
murdering
a threat.
Qui-Gon
Yeah,
Jinn
and he
and
orders a hit.
making a whole nuclear bomb of reaction of Anakin Skywalker going down a completely different way, painting it out that, you know what, the Jedi were actually supposed to defend you. I wasn't part of this, but I can help you now, since now you can get the full
Yeah.
knowledge of this and we can eradicate the people that are actually responsible for taking
Qui-Gon's
your only
death
father
against him.
figure and your mother.
Yeah, no, I agree. That could 100% be a timeline. I think that Sidious would be able to adapt and do that stuff. I completely agree with that. I think when a lot of people talk about it, it's on a similar timeline where these things happen. This, like, I, so if we're going off of what you were saying, I totally agree with you. Like, Sidious finds a way to kill everybody that Anakin cares about. But I think if Qui-Gon were to be around and we're in a similar timeline where it's, similar things happen, the Clone Wars are happening, like that stuff goes on, I think Qui-Gon is able to like get through to Anakin in some capacity where he doesn't end up killing all the Jedi.
It really is just about like how different Anakin is in this. Is he emotionally mature? And that's really a question. Is can he handle his power, and is he emotionally mature? And did Qui-Gon give him enough guidance to make those decisions? Because I mean, does he even have Padme at the end of this with Qui-Gon's guidance? I think there's a lot of interesting questions, because a lot of people are like, oh, well, Revenge of the Sith doesn't happen. Well, yeah, Revenge of the Sith doesn't happen because they're not even in the same. I don't even think the war
Right.
goes the same way, So it's very interesting, but I think people oversimplify the idea of Qui-Gon being alive and eliminating all of the problems, because at the end of the day, Sidious still exists,
He's
And
gonna adapt.
also,
He's gonna
yeah,
change the
and
game plan.
also Plagueis might also still exist, depending on how things have changed. So I think people really easily they start to assume things and they oversimplify the issue.
Yeah, that's why we need a what if series. I know you don't want
No,
that,
don't give me the what if.
but you
I
don't
don't need Star Wars to become
have
Marvelized. Like, I don't need all of that
to get
stuff.
That's my
Yeah,
biggest
we
fear.
talked about it before, but yeah.
Make I need Star Wars to
That
be
doesn't
Star
have an
Wars
answer.
is like special, and like when you get a new Star Wars thing, it's like, oh, like we're watching Star Wars right now. Whereas I think Marvel has come to this weird place where that's just
The
kind of like copy
multiverse.
paste. It's kind of just like copy paste for this formula. And I think Star Wars, even though I'm complaining that we're not getting as many projects, like I think that's the charm of Star Wars, is that everything is canon in this place.
Yeah,
So it's
animation as well.
like Dagger, you mentioned it all the time, like there's no source material for these
No.
books. Like everything you make is canon, which I think is what makes Star Wars different than like a Marvel.
You can't just go back to Universe 616 and just say, all right, this is this version of Anakin or that version of Kenobi. Nah, bro, like you make a choice forever, that's it,
Yeah, and that's it. That's what we're rolling with. Yeah.
So,
Good
ugh,
stuff,
man,
guys.
that stuff always gets me so intense about Anakin, what's going on. I've seen Revenge of the Sith so many times to know it is not that simple, man. It's just so frustratingly not that simple. And I could say this podcast specifically could be like 2 hours, because we could go
Yeah.
over like the relationship with Anakin and the Jedi, and Anakin and Mace, and Anakin and Yoda, and Anakin, literally, and Anakin Ahsoka, but
Yeah, Ahsoka
at
too,
the end
right?
of the day, I wish my boy just made better decisions, and maybe it would have been different. But I also blame the Jedi a lot for
Definitely
losing their
alienated him.
way. Alienated him, and he was also someone they didn't want. And then he was the problem child, and then they just didn't handle him correctly because they just got tired of him. And it's just like, you should have never taken him in the first place,
Yeah, it's like
So
this kid's 10 and he has emotional connection. No, he will not be trained. The end.
And if he's the chosen one, then you treat him like the goddamn chosen one, not some kid that you're just annoyed because now he's your freaking responsibility. Now it's your day to take care of him, like it's some custody divorce battle or something. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think the only person who is not in, like, when you're talking about everybody was like it's almost like they're just dealing with him. I think Obi-Wan is not in that.
Yeah,
I think Obi-Wan is the one who cares the most about him.
He tries.
I think Obi-Wan gets a little too much blame, you know, for like, oh, you know, Qui-Gon, he wasn't really. But Obi-Wan was the father that stepped up, you know, honestly, he did not have all the assets, but my boy stepped up, dude. You know,
he found a way. Like no one else has ever been put in that situation where like the fate of the galaxy rests upon your shoulders and you just watched your dad just die. Like you just watched your dad die. He wants you to help with he's like your little brother. Like,
you are my brother, Anakin.
That goddamn movie's too intense.
And all he had to do was tell Obi-Wan. All he had to do was tell Obi-Wan. I think
that's all he had to do, but he felt like he couldn't.
So, oh God, all right. I know
that's the thing. I feel like
listen to this. Listen to this. All right. One of the reasons why you also have to read this damn book, okay, is because Mace Windu hatred is ridiculous. And it's becoming a really big red flag for me, especially for people that say that they're huge fans and they read the novel. Mace Windu is almost like so happy for Anakin for telling him the truth about, oh my God, what do you mean? This guy's a Sith Lord in the book. And it's to the point where Anakin is like, he falls on the ground and he's so distraught. And Mace Windu looks and sees inside Anakin and realizes like how dangerous Anakin is in this moment, because he's literally called like the bomb that can destroy everything. That's what Mace refers to him as, from his shatter point. And Mace is even telling Anakin during the fight with Sidious that you are the chosen one. Please. Please make this decision correctly, because I need to kill the Sith Lord, you know? And that is not something that is ever talked about with all the Mace. Mace Windu literally tells Anakin, you are the chosen one. This is your destiny. And then he dies.
And then he chops his hand
3 seconds later. Yeah. You know, but how are you? And like, when you say like, oh, well,
that
you know,
was
he
in
could
the
tell.
Movie. Oh my God. That would have been,
I can't take that, bro. I can't take it. But I'm just saying, like, it's one of those things where, like, you could say, like, oh, he would have told Kenobi. But, like, I still don't think that. I still feel like unless Yoda, Kenobi, Mace Windu, Shaak Ti all walk up there and they beat the shit out that hoe, that's the only way this movie is happening. Oh, my God. Because I guarantee you, Mace and Yoda go up there and Anakin has not turned yet. Oh, my God. Sidious is getting his ass whooped. Sidious is not leaving the building. He is dying. He's getting whooped. Oh my God. The Sith are going to watch a massacre for 1,000 years of nothing. You know? Oh my God. But if Anakin turns, it's a wrap. Nobody's beating him, because he just got the buff of the patch notes that literally of the whole scales and the force.
Yeah, he got buffed up. He got plus 100. Yeah. He got the skill points he can use on his character.
Yeah, dude.
I agree. That got me fired up. I was excited about everything.
I know, dude.
I get really excited about Palpatine, bro. That's my goat.
That's
right?
He's my goat.
And when I say goat to everybody, I don't mean he's a good person. I think he's the.
That's what I'm saying. He's the devil.
Such a well done, terrible.
Just such a well written character.
If I had the chance to see that guy, I would probably die instantly. But
you,
I swear,
McDermott,
to God,
I'd love to meet that man.
No, I'm talking about Sidious, but I'm jumping Sidious. I don't care.
I'm talking about the actor.
Oh no! I love, bless his heart, you know. But if I ever get teleported into Star Wars and I find Palpatine's alive, bro, oh my, it's gonna be on site, man. I'm gonna die instantly. But I'm telling you, bro, I'm throwing hands.
Get on the Hollow Net. That's what Palpatine is, a Sith Lord. You're the whistleblower.
You know that song, Beat That Asshole? You know, that's going to be the song that I'm playing and I'm walking up with the Senate building, bro. I'm dying so quickly, but I swear to God, I'm going out like a G.
Dude, live stream it on Twitch, then they'll see these as Sith Lords.
You got to hit him with the ready up.
Yeah, dude. Oh, God, man.
Mm.
If only.
Oh, goodness.
That's perfect. Yeah, I think... Oh my goodness.
Wrap it up there.
I think we'll wrap it up there. We'll be yapping here soon enough, whether it's on YouTube, live stream. Daggerbeard's got his live stream tomorrow at not tomorrow. Tuesdays. What day is it? Wednesday. Tuesdays. It's Wednesday. Yeah. I just lost track of the daytime. Okay. He'll be here. He'll be at 8 PM Eastern on Tuesdays. I'm gonna be streaming on TikTok. I'm gonna try to get we're gonna try to get this podcast live streamed. Just have to set some stuff up in OBS, and hopefully we'll get some viewers, some chat interaction. But if not, we bring the vibes.
Hell yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Let's freaking go.
Anything else you guys want to chime in on?
Yeah, F Palpatine, bro. All my homies hate Palpatine, bro. God, I hate that guy.
Guys,
so much.
Guys,
all my homies hate Sheev. All my homies hate Sheev.
Guys, please. Nah.
But all my homies love Daddy Sheev.
He's the homie. At Daddy Sheev, follow me on TikTok. Probably gonna post some content again soon. You'll see me on live streams with Connor. Give me a follow. And yeah, thanks for listening this far if you're still here.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you. May the force be with you. Have a good night, everyone.
Deuces. See ya.